Welcome to a podcast from the University of Warwick Career Centre. This is a recording of a presentation given by Ben Wilcox, a Warwick graduate who talks about his experience of the civil service fast stream with the Ministry of Defence.
I'm Ben Wilcox from the Ministry of Defence, or as the Whitehall insiders call us, the bad guys. They don't like us very much, but there we are, you know. Right. The civil service. I'm going to start off with the sort of civil service as a whole, and I'll move on to what I've done right at the end. Anyway, we have the MOD, which is recently being refurbished at a cost of £1 million. It's fantastic. It's all open plan. It's just like a bank or a, you know, just a fantastic headquarters. Our IT facilities are still a bit useless, to be honest, but we're getting there. Training and support, especially on the fast stream, is second to none. I've been on the fast stream a few years, and I think on average I get about 45 days training a year, which is absolutely, I mean, second to none, public sector, private sector, whatever you go for. Work-life balance, another thing that people, you know, do tend to think about when they're coming up to graduate. You work in a bank, I started there, doing 75, 80 hours a week. It gets you, really gets you off to well. The civil service, there are jobs where you can do those hours, but generally speaking, 37 to 40 hours a week. You know, it's a little bit more sensible. You don't burn out quite as fast. That's the main thing I was talking about. You do affect lives with what you're doing. Ministry of Defence, it's a different way of affecting lives. You know, DEFRA, DFID, especially on the frontline agencies, DWP, you're working for the people of Britain. The MOD is sort of out there in the community, but also out there international stage. Very high profile department to work for. And again, Fast Stream is all about accelerated training and development. That's what it's all about. It's part of the MODs and the civil services succession planning. So with Fast Streamers, what they're looking to do is find people who can go on to be public private secretaries, who could be really top of the shop, who can run the show. So they're looking for people with pretty exceptional skills or the ability to acquire them. There are five options with the Fast Stream. Most people go for the central departments, which is all of the Whitehall departments except for the FCO. The FCO, you'll have a different entry route. You go through the standard procedure, you would then have a test on top of that to go into the diplomatic service. They're very, very clever people there, scarily clever. They all have huge craniums and speak nine languages. And they're all called Arabella and Hugo for some reason. I'm not sure what that's all about. But science and engineering, a bit of a close shop to me because I was a Phil Pol grad, so I don't really understand what they're on about. But there's a separate fast stream route for science and engineers, so if that's what you're into, it's all on the website. DFID, a lot of people, you know, interested in working for DFID. That does require a few extra qualifications. You need a postgraduate in something related to development or international relations before you go into DFID. And clerkships in Parliament, which is the sort of the technical side of the House within Parliament, looking at bills, legislation, working with ministers, that kind of thing. All of this on the website. I do commend it to you, faststream.gov.uk. It's fantastic. It's got case studies, profiles, anything you want to see. This is all the sort of the very specialist stuff. If you are interested in economics, statistics, technology, there are specific fast stream routes you can go in for. GCHQ is the kind of the techie secretive listening stations out in the country. There's a separate route for that. And also, we don't put it on the slide, but if you're interested in very, very super secret stuff, SIS, what used to be called MI6, they have their own route into the fast stream as well. So that's all on the website, and you can apply separately for that. Right, I mean, this is what we're all about. The fast stream is... If you say to someone in Whitehall and you're not, who is in the fast streamer, hi, I'm a fast streamer, instantly the sort of shackles come down and they get a bit sort of tetchy about it because we've got a reputation as being a bit full on and a bit sort of scary and we're sort of dropped into jobs to make a sort of huge impact instantly. But this is why we're there, because the jobs are so unbelievably varied. Consultants, people come to a specialist advice, so you've got to be able to pick up on something really quickly, grab the big idea and be able to convey it to other people. Speech writing. Funnily enough, ministers may have their own private office to do that for them, but they'll come and grab a fast streamer. They'll say, you're a fast streamer, come and write me a speech. Yeah, so, you know, you find yourself writing a speech on anything. Investigating, again, this is sort of the deep research stuff, especially if you're a science, technology, engineer. The hub, you do tend to put in jobs where you're communicating with huge amounts of people, so it's a lot about stakeholder management. You'll be speaking with people who've got lots of different says on a certain issue, and sometimes you have to find yourself being the mediator. Project management is a massive skill for government. Virtually no one could do it 20 years ago. There's now huge amounts of qualifications going on in government, and people are getting these specific skills that exist in the private sector. And expert, as I said, I mean, I've been in a job very recently where I needed to become very, very knowledgeable about a very specific issue very quickly, and I'll go on to that later. And the nomad. Fastream specifically say to you, don't expect to go and work in London. Don't expect to go and stay in the same place your whole career. If you want to progress up the ladder in Fastream, you have to move out of London for at least one post, which is why I'm going to find myself in Plymouth quite soon. I'm delighted by that, as you can imagine. What makes a Fastreamer? I don't know, really. This is typical, because a lot of different people do it. There are some overriding characteristics that you see, but the ones I would really pick out from those would be robustness. You've got to be the kind of person that wants to get things done. You can't be a shrinking violet. If you are, let's be honest, I don't think you'll get past the assessment centre, because the people who sit and timidly sort of won't speak out for themselves, that's not what they want for the Fastream. They want people who can go up against, in my case, in the MOD, go up against generals and say, sorry, general, I think what you're saying is absolute rubbish. And then you get the kind of wrath of a general back at you. But you've got to be able to stand up for that, stand up for yourself and say, I think what you're saying is wrong and here's why. Explain it. So lucidity is the other thing. Can you explain why they're wrong? You can't just say, sorry, general, you're talking rubbish. Impartiality. That's the other one. I mean, this is very strange, because you do get in the Fastream a lot of people who've got big ideas and they want to put them across. They're also very political people. A lot of them, you know, have got very strong political views. You've got to put them to one side. Training career development. Personal training program. This is fantastic. And the MOD is one of the best. I'm not going to push the MOD as a whole. I'm going to push the Fastream. But across the Fastream, the training is unbelievable. I've been on what's called the Armed Forces course, which is the jewel in the crown of the MOD. It's 5 weeks, and it is phenomenal. You get to go on warships, you get to fly in Hercules aircraft, you go up on a Typhoon. Anything you can imagine doing the military, you get to do in this 5 weeks. It's absolutely phenomenal. Every different department has their own training scheme, and they devote days and days and days to making you into what they want you to be in 5 years' time, which is the standard length of time of Fastream career. So there are some specific courses. There's also the centralised courses run by the National School of Government, Sunningdale, which is a state-of-the-art facility, absolutely fantastic. And you go into the kind of real skills of being a civil servant. So it's project management, it's team management, leadership, you know, anything that's going to make you into a sort of an effective, functioning civil servant. Benefits, again, this is the slide that, you know, looks a bit scary because the salaries usually aren't great. We now start as a Fastream on 25,000. Within 5 years, that should be 39,000. So 5 years later, you got quicker than a usual civil servant. Pension, fantastic. You're very young. Don't have to worry about that. But if you do, it's fantastic. It's better than anything anyone's got in the private sector. The holiday, 25 to 30 days holiday a year, plus 10 days public holiday. That's a lot of holiday. 40 days a year. 2-2 degree in any discipline for Fastream. Most people I know who've gone on the Fastream this year, firsts and 2-1s, so 2-2, that's what they state, but maybe more. Fastream posts, EU Commonwealth citizens, fine. There's only a few departments where you have to be a UK national. There's the FCO, and there's also anything to do with intelligence. So Cabinet Office, SIS, MI5, certain parts of SOCA, all of those departments, and the Defence Intelligence staff that I worked for a while. You'll need to be a UK citizen. Right, how the scheme works. I don't know if any of you have looked on the website and seen the sort of way through. It's very, very long, but it's long and complex for a reason, because they are trying to whittle down a huge number of graduates. It's a four-stage process. You've got your self-assessment, then a replica of that that's against the clock and sort of timed online. Half-day e-tray exercise, which is effectively doing the job of a civil servant for half a day. So you'll go in, they'll say, here's an inbox, getting emails through, respond to them with a click box, so you choose four options, this is what how I would respond, and then you write a little quick report at the end of it on a different topic. Then you go into the scary bit, the FSAC, the Fastream Assessment Centre, and that's the one that people get really het up about. It's a full day, it's very hectic, you do four or five different exercises, you're thrown from one to the next, and it tests you on every possible competence, as we call it in the civil service. Briefing exercise, it's very, very simple. You're given a project, brief it. Sit down, 15 minutes, do a presentation, and then you'll be questioned on it afterwards. Policy recommendation can be quite complicated. It'll be something like, crime has risen by X percent in the last 5 years, specifically in car crime. Think of as many ways as you can to combat car crime, and recommend which policy is best and why. So that's the one where you're writing and writing and writing and you're against the clock and it's a bit high pressure, but as long as you're sort of reasonably, you know, competent, you can type it, you can write it, whatever you want to do, but it's about thinking quickly. And the interview, well, you know, you'll all have done interviews, and it doesn't get any easier. You know, you start to sweat, you start to get nervous, and it's the same old thing. So there we are, that's the competencies of a fast streamer. And it's very much, you know, the private sector works on the same way as this now. They're looking at exactly the same sort of competencies, and it's just the way that you would come across in government. Can you do these things? And you won't be able to do them all, you know, straight away, but they're looking for potential. Right, key point here is this one, diversity. The civil service is incredibly diverse. The MOD, not so much. I mean, it is still dominated by, there's an awful lot of men in the MOD, and I think it's not so much a selection process. What it is a tendency of men to go towards that particular department. But still, it is very, very diverse, and virtually every department is, on gender, ethnicity, whatever you can think of, it's doing good things. And you know, it's very progressive in things like HR policy. So any new development in HR, in personnel, usually the civil service will be at the forefront of it. That's the website. As I say, it is fantastic. It'll tell you everything you need to know. Lots of profiles of various people from all walks of life who've come to the civil service. And people, you know, who you wouldn't expect. If you think fast stream, you think Oxford, you think, you know, brain boxes. There are people who you just think, wow, you know, they're a fast streamer. Anyone can really sort of have a go. And you just need the right combination of abilities. Applications online. All you've got to do is get online, get yourself registered, and from there on in, you're registered and you've met the deadline. Don't leave it to the last moment because it does require a bit of form filling. There's also huge amounts of other opportunities. We've heard a few tonight about the civil service. There's local government. There's the mainstream civil service. Faststreamer is just this sort of title of people who are put into this development scheme to press on quickly and get to an area where they can manage large groups of people, manage complex projects at a very sort of early age in their career. But there's a huge, huge range of opportunities for the mainstream civil service. And there's websites for anything you can think of. Which department? And that's a big question people get asked. First thing I would say is do take advantage. The open days are fantastic. You'll get invited into the department. You get to look around. They'll ask there any questions you want to ask. You'll get to meet lots and lots of existing fast streamers, and they'll tell you what it's like to work in the department. Some people go for what we call the touchy-feely departments, like DFID and DEFRA. MOD is a sort of very different culture because one of the big things about the MOD, we work with our customer. Our customer is the armed forces, and we work side by side. So, Department for Health, you've got the civil servants, and out there in the real world, you've got the doctors and nurses. In the Ministry of Defence, we work in main building every day with the guys in the uniforms. So it's quite a different atmosphere, and the military ethos does rub off on us as well. Me, this was my first post, which was a typical sort of new fast streamer, baby fast streamer post. They call us baby fast streamers in your first year. And it's a job where you can't wreck stuff. You can have fun and you can come up with big ideas, but you can't wreck anything. So it's usually a policy job. And it was coming up with policies on absence management. How do we get people to come into work? It's quite important. And induction. How do we induct people so they feel they're at home, they know what they're doing, they know where the toilets are, they know where the vending machines are, this sort of thing. You know, it seems pretty obvious, but some departments you go into have great policies on this and some don't. So that was my first job. Then I got what I really wanted because I was angling for this. My degree was in Philpol, and I was fascinated by international relations and intelligence. I went to work with the Defence Intelligence staff, got my what's called developed vetting clearance, which is a sort of super clearance level, so you can see all the sort of really scary intelligence stuff that makes you not sleep at night. And I worked in a place called the Situation Centre, and my job was effectively monitoring news and intelligence from around the world 24 hours a day on a shift basis, reacting to it, writing analysis of it, and briefing it to ministers and to the top brass of the army. Fantastic job. Probably the highlight of my life, which is quite depressing, actually, thinking about it. Then I moved on, begrudgingly, with a kind of push in the back, to DEC, Director of Equipment Capability. The MOD's got loads of these, and they all do different things. Some do planes, some do tanks, some do boats and guns and this sort of thing. And I'm the desk officer for strategic aircraft, which is C-17s, Hercules, A400M, the future strategic tanker. Basically, this is when you come to this expert thing. You've got to become an expert. You only do 1 year post in fast stream, so within 1 year, I've had to become an expert on strategic and tactical aircraft. A lot of people say I've failed miserably, but I would like to think I've done a fair job. And now I'm moving on, and it couldn't be more different. My next job is going to be in Devonport, just outside Plymouth. It's on a naval base, and I'm going to be leading a team of naval officers in running an open day at the naval base. Every year, the Navy open up one of the big bases to 60,000 people who come through, and they look at all the sort of equipment, and they go on board the boats, and they see the Marines practicing landing exercises. and I'm going to run a team of naval officers, which is absolutely terrifying, actually. So if you ever see me again, I'll report back on how scary it was. And finally, some myths. True or false on these, and let's go through one by one. The civil service is dull. Well, hopefully, if you look back at my CV, you see some of the jobs are really, really fascinating. And I've got friends who are doing things like private office, which is working with ministers. They're briefing the prime minister. They're doing intelligence work every day. They're going aboard ships and doing policy for the Navy, doing policy for the Army. There's some fascinating jobs out there. Wrong. The pay is terrible. 25,000 starting salary, not bad at all, not bad at all. And as I say, it goes up to 39,000 within 5 years. After that, sky's the limit. The permanent secretaries of the big departments, 180,000, 190,000. So chances are out there. Most of them are fast streamers. And I never, ever tire of telling my Oxbridge friends in the fast stream that Gus O'Donnell is indeed a Warwick graduate. Love that. All fast streamers are Oxbridge. Well, I think last year, out of the 14,000 people that applied, the 31% of people who got through were Oxbridge. Now, for my fast stream intake, there's 30 in the MOD last year and 3 are Warwick grads. So 10% out of 113 unis, I'm quite proud of that. There are a lot of Oxbridge grads, a lot of very bright people, but they, you know, they generally come from the top 20. So we're pretty safe in 6th place, I think. And it's really hard to get in. Final fact or fiction. Unfortunately, yeah, it is hard to get in. But would you want to be on a graduate scheme that wasn't? Let's be honest. You can go and join Tesco's or Sainsbury's, and I'm sure they're quite competitive, but 14,000 people a year want to get in. It's hard. The process is difficult and it's long, and you'll get fed up and bored and think, why are they taking so long? But it's worth it. It really is. My years in the civil service and the fast stream so far have been absolutely fantastic, and I would recommend it to anyone.